This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine accused Russian forces on Wednesday of failing to observe a local ceasefire agreement long enough to allow large numbers of women, children, and elderly people to flee the besieged city of Mariupol. Ukraine officials said on Wednesday morning they had secured Russia's agreement to open a safe corridor out of Mariupol. They hoped to use 90 buses to evacuate about 6,000 of the 100,000 civilians believed to still be trapped there. But the regional governor said fewer buses than planned were able to reach Mariupol and fewer people than hoped were evacuated. Ukraine's deputy prime minister said the humanitarian corridor, quote, did not work as planned today. Russia did not immediately respond to her remarks. It denies targeting civilians and has blamed Ukraine for the failure of earlier attempts to organize humanitarian corridors out of Mariupol. The city mayor, who has left, has said about 100,000 civilians remain in the city on the Sea of Azov, that tens of thousands have been killed since Russia invaded. Those left have been without power, heat, and supplies for weeks, local authorities say. The remaining fighters holed up in a vast steelworks in Mariupol have ignored an ultimatum by Russia to surrender. President Volodymyr Zelensky has said an estimated 1,000 civilians are also sheltering there. In a video posted online, the commander of Ukraine's 36th Marine Brigade, which is still fighting in Mariupol, urged the international community to help evacuated, wounded Ukrainian fighters and their families. Civilians have been able to escape to other parts of Ukraine only in their own vehicles, while tens of thousands have been bused to Russia.